This past week, the city of Santa Rosa's council, they got a look at the safe parking program, the first yearly report of the program based just across from the Finley Center. Joining us now at the on the KSRO live line is Santa Rosa's homeless city manager, Kelly Kuykendall. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Can you tell us just a bit about the report itself and how the program has gone over this first year?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the program opened in March of last year in 2022. It's a two-year pilot program. It's operated by Catholic Charities. It's located, as you mentioned, near the Finley Center at a city complex at 55 Stony Point Road. The program provides up to 50 parking spaces for persons living in RVs and vehicles, coupled with vital services and case management focused on addressing their homelessness. And over the past year, the program has helped reduce vehicle encampments in Santa Rosa. More importantly, we've served 148 individuals, with 20 of them moving on to permanent housing. We have approximately 60 individuals currently enrolled in the program and 45 on the wait list. And our focus over the next year is to help more participants move into housing and then to pursue funding beyond June of 2024.
So, Kelly, digging into the numbers, you mentioned 148 residents got off the streets for homelessness in your program. 12 went into temporary housing, 20 into permanent housing. The statistics mean 23% of the individuals who left the program gained permanent housing. You're Santa Rosa's homeless city manager. Is that a good stat compared to other cities and other programs?
It is. So comparing exits from emergency shelter countywide, so people leaving our emergency shelters going to permanent housing, that rate is 16%, and this program is at 23%, so that's very promising in its first year of operations, and as I mentioned, we hope to build on that success over the next year.
Well, what about the individuals that didn't get into permanent or even temporary housing upon leaving the program?
So, you know, there are people who continue to stay in the program and work with their case manager to try and find housing. And then there are some individuals who decide that the program is not right for them and they move on. And that's one area that we're hoping to improve on in the next year, is that we have more people going into housing or another temporary option instead of just returning to homelessness.
You kind of mentioned this before, Kelly. Is the program a success just in the fact that people, instead of sleeping in their cars and RVs everywhere in Santa Rosa, there's a dedicated spot for them?
Absolutely. So, you know, our focus has been on trying to get people into housing, but there's definitely value in just getting people off the street, connecting them with services, and also it really helps to minimize the impacts of vehicle encampments on the broader community.
As for the execution of the program itself and management of the site, has there been any major instances of violence or disagreements just among those staying in the parking site?
No major incidents. I mentioned earlier on that Catholic Charities is the operator of the program, and they're a very experienced homeless service provider.
Kelly, what's the feedback been from the neighbors?
You know, there was concern from the community and also from employees, because it's in a city parking lot, employee parking lot, prior to opening the program. But since then, as I mentioned, we've had no major incidents, and the feedback overall has been very positive.
And then what's the typical length of stay for someone who comes to the site?
So it varies. For people in vehicles, it's typically a shorter stay, about 6 months, and living in your vehicle is not sustainable, so Catholic Charities is working with those individuals to transfer them to emergency shelter. For people in their RVs, they're staying about a year, and those individuals are the ones that have been moving into permanent housing.
And sorry, go ahead, Dan.
No, I'm just with this program itself, is there a lot of coordination and work with other agencies outside of Catholic Charities, like with the county?
Absolutely. And then just, you know, community agencies throughout Sonoma County, depending on the needs of the clients, you know, connecting them with benefits, you know, if they have health issues, we do have a partnership, or Catholic Charities is a partnership with St. Joseph's Health, where we provide mobile medical services on site twice a week. You know, some of our participants or clients are struggling with behavioral health or substance use. So connecting them with the appropriate service in the community, absolutely working with many partner agencies.
So Kelly, real quick, what's the protocol? Someone rolls up in their RV, what happens?
So referrals for the program are handled through a Catholic Charities Homeless Outreach Services team. And so if somebody showed up on site and wanted to get into the program, then staff would, you know, do a brief interview with them and then put them on a wait list. We do have a wait list of about 45 people right now. So it's not a show up and get in.
Kelly, thank you very much for talking with us just on the on how the first year of the Safe Parking Program has gone so far with the city of Santa Rosa.
Thank you.
That is Kelly Kuykendall. She's the Santa Rosa's homeless city manager.